One thing we hope you'll take away from this presentation is not to be dismissive of Rule 91A dismissal procedures. I've heard people recently say nobody does that, but that's not true. If you look at the precedent, this rule that's only been on the books since March of 2013 has been cited in over 200 opinions. That includes federal court opinions, and I'll explain why we see some precedent there. Over the course of the presentation, we're going to give you some high points about the precedent, but before we do, I want to give you an overview of the text of the rule so that you'll have context. So this rule starts out by saying that with some exceptions, a party may move to dismiss a cause of action on the grounds that it has no basis in law or fact. That comes from a statute, section 22.004G of the Government Code. The Texas Supreme Court, when promulgating this rule, fleshed out those standards in the rule itself and said that a cause of action has no basis in law if the allegations taken as true, together with inferences reasonably drawn from them, do not entitle the claimant to the relief sought. Separately, there's the standard for a cause of action having no basis in fact, and that's if no reasonable person could believe the facts pleaded. I think there are two noteworthy things about this standard. One, the Texas Supreme Court, in promulgating this rule, deliberately chose not to simply mirror the standard that's in the dismissal rule in the federal context, that's 12b-6. So that's something to keep in mind. The other thing to keep in mind is that these are two distinct standards for dismissal. What you see in some opinions, I think, is a little bit of a blending of the two when assessing how to review a dismissal motion. But it's important to note that only the standard for assessing no basis in law requires that you take allegations as true. The standard for assessing whether there's a basis in fact does not have that same language. This is a rule with strict deadlines, just like in the TCPA context. You have to get your motion on file within 60 days. And here it's within 60 days of receiving the first pleading with the cause of action that you're going to challenge. You also need to get your motion filed at least 21 days before the hearing on the motion.